Welcome to Showing Up Solo, your go-to source for solopreneur success in the digital world. You're not just running a business, you're wearing all the hats, from CEO to content creator. What if I told you there's a way to master online marketing without sacrificing all your time? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Showing Up Solo. Today, I am thrilled to be joined by Fabiola Giordani, business coach and launch strategist. Thank you so much for joining me, Fabiola. We've been wanting to do this for a while. It's been on the books. So glad you could join me. I'd love it if you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Thank you so much for having me, Hannah. I really appreciate it. Like you said, we've been trying to do this forever, and I'm just excited to be here. I am a business coach and launch strategist, like you said, and my specialty is helping business owners who are coaches, course creators, service providers, get the exact steps they need to get clients and get paid with their courses and programs. That's basically what I do. I've been doing this since 2014, and I've had a lot of momentum.
10 around years. Sorry, I'm just like taking that in. It's 10 years. Wow.
Yeah, I know. And I don't celebrate my bizniversary like I should. I don't know.
Well, you need to do it this year. Like, buy yourself a cake, bare minimum.
I should, for sure. I will put that on my calendar. But I'm passionate about marketing. I was that little girl, like, reading magazines, not for the sake of what's going on in the magazines, but to look at the ads. Mm. And so I'm just so grateful that I get to do this as a business and to help others.
I love that. I love that. And how did you get into this entrepreneurship realm then?
Well, I
wanted to do it.
Right. I went through this period of my life where I'm like, I had a baby, I was single, and I was like, I'm so lost. I don't know what to do with my life. And a friend sent me a video for personal development. And I wasn't really into it. You know, I'm a Christian. I was like, church, church, church. And that was it for me. And she was like, no, just watch this. And from there, it just snowballed. I decided I wanted to hire a life coach, and I went to life coaching school and I got certified. So that's how my journey started. But really, I feel like I've been doing this all my life, because as a kid, I was always trying to sell something. Like, in middle school, we sold candy and chips and things like that. But I never really found my groove, because before that, I was trying a bunch of things to make money on the side. And my eyes were always in corporate. But it wasn't until I stumbled into personal development, I realized how much I love it and how much I want to help other people.
I love that. You know, you sound like, I think we were probably very similar as children, because I always had like side hustles. I did like a t-shirt business for once when I would design t-shirts and like paint them and then sell them in the school. And yeah, I mean, I didn't make a lot of money, but I was always like that. But unlike you, I let my confidence get in the way. I was going to be a teacher, and then I went into retail, and then I went into admin, all the while dreaming of working for myself. Like, for a while I thought about maybe becoming like a personal shopper and building a business around that, but I was just terrified that I would never find clients. So I wouldn't be able to support myself. I wouldn't be able to have enough money so that I could have a family. So I went for the safe bet. And it wasn't until I was laid off in 2020 that I finally said, okay, this is enough. I am too good to be in these jobs. I need to do something that I enjoy. And I'm so glad I did, because I finally got to do something that I've been denying myself for so long, which is, I love marketing too. I'm doing a workshop in a couple of days, and I had my sister kind of just watch my rehearsal recording. And she's like, oh my God, I can tell you love this stuff. I was like, is it that obvious?
And I love that you leaped and did this, because marketing is in your blood and you can never get away from it. I thought I would. I think we were talking about earlier, like, I was the little girl with the magazine looking at the ads and stuff. Like, I've always loved marketing. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like selling the snacks when I was little, but because I wanted to do the marketing, not really because of the money, although it was fun. But I agree. And it's beautiful that you stumbled upon it and now you're doing what you love. So it's exciting.
So we're not here to just talk about ourselves today. You are here to share your expertise on launching strategies. So Evergreen Live. I actually, this is my first proper dedicated episode on launches. So I would love if you could start by just sort of explaining what a launch is and what the different types of launching look like for my audience who maybe haven't even thought about it or feel completely lost.
So I am obsessed with launching. Launching is essentially a really focused marketing campaign. That's all it is. I know people put so much stress on the word launching, like it's going to end everything if you don't do it right. But really, it's just taking what you do every day and putting in a focus piece where the way I like to explain launching is this: you are at a concert, and really, instead of talking to the entire crowd of people who might be your clients, you're inviting them to a space where they can do the VIP with you and they get to know more about you, your offer, and make a buying decision. So instead of
Okay.
just waving to the stadium, you're bringing them to backstage. Like, these are my people, right? Because you're doing strategic things that's going to lead you to gather your people in one space and having that conversation. I love it so much that I made it my business because it allows you to play with marketing in a way that you normally may not do it in your everyday marketing.
Yeah, I love that. I love that analogy too. I see I have another analogy fan here because I love my analogies too. I've often done the wedding fair analogy where like you could either be the person who like sponsors the event and like does the bridal fashion show and you're hoping that someone in the crowd wants to buy one of your dresses, or you can be that little cupcake vendor in the corner who lets them come to them and then gives them free samples and has great one-on-one conversations and really connects and is more likely to make a sale because they're because the people coming to them are more like are more their ideal client. So I love your analogy. So okay, so launching is just sort of focusing our marketing energy basically with one specific goal, sell one specific offer or product. Is that
Yeah, you
these?
can do layered launches too, where you are selling different things at different phases of your launch. So you don't have to do it for one specific product. Like, I have clients who do, let's say, a lower offer, a lower price offer for like $37, like a workshop that leads into a bigger offer for $2,000. So you can sell two things. It's just that you're strategically placing them in different places in a timeline. And what I love about it is that you get, like you said, you get to control the energy of how you show up. Would you mind if I share one of my favorite things that I came up with, which is like the launch archetypes?
Please, please do, please do.
So I believe, because people feel like launching is so scary sometimes, I believe there are three layers to launch. There's a silent launch where you are doing it behind the scenes. Not many people know about it. It's really more exclusive. And that's how I started, because I get very nervous. And so I'm like, you know what? I just want to make sure that people want what I'm selling. And so you are really driving traffic to one space, whether it's a wait list, on your email list or a specific area, for example, or a Facebook group, and you're priming them and selling to those people directly. The next phase is the live launch, or what I like to call the powerhouse launch, my favorite. All of them are my favorite, actually, which is where you're doing the live pieces, but you don't have to do the massive big launch that everybody does. What I like to teach my clients how to do micro launches, where they're doing small impactful launches, 3 to 4 times a year, or even 2 times a year. What I love about that is because it lets you just try things out that you normally wouldn't, but also you don't have to be like, I get drained easily, so I can't be in a launch for 6 months. I don't know how people do it. I've never done one of those launches because it doesn't work for me. And then the last piece is the evergreen launch. This is where everybody wants to go. And the truth is, to get to that evergreen launch, you have to live launch. And I think a lot of people skip that step. So it goes back to the question of this episode, which one is better? Actually, you need both. You need to have both. But for you to get the evergreen, what I recommend is to never build a funnel without actually testing it first. And that's where live launching comes in, because it eliminates all of the what's working, what's not working. Because automatically your brain's going to go to, nobody likes this. It's my offer. It's this. It's my price. When if you do a live launch, the data speaks for itself. Like, these are how many people came to my masterclass. This is what happened. People are clicking these emails. Like, you get to see the numbers and base that actual funnel based on the numbers. Because I have an example of a client who actually did two types of launches. She did a live launch with a webinar, and then she did a silent launch with a PDF. And guess which one actually made her more money?
I don't know which one. I was gonna say the live. I want to say the live, but then I don't know.
It probably would be the answer for everybody, right? But it was the actual PDF one, where she was just, bringing people who were ideal clients. It was very specific PDF, driving people to her email list, priming them for email, and they were converting like hotcakes. Because what she was talking about upfront really resonated with those people. But also, her ideal clients weren't people who had the time to watch a masterclass. So we can do all, right? I love webinars. I'm obsessed with them. But you also have to realize, like, where are my people hanging out? And that automated funnel converted more for her than that live launch did. She does both, but you get to decide, but you have to try out different ones.
Yeah, I love that. And it's actually live launching, you're right. It's such a good test run. I often encourage clients who are starting something new to do like a beta launch, which sounds like your silent launch, you know, just like a little practice one. Maybe you just sort of do a few of the events that you're planning to do and see what interest is there. Like I'll often say, start a wait list, get people to even put down a deposit so you can like validate your idea so that when you're like, okay, I have four people who put a deposit down, now I'm going to launch for real and then sell the offer in earnest because I know I've got enough people that I'm happy. It's like kind of like a, yeah, it's like a practice, a run through. But I do love the advice to live launch before you go evergreen. And for people who don't know what evergreen means, it's just basically like, you know, like an evergreen tree. It's always green. It's about just having something that's always available running in the background. A lot of people associate it with passive income, although I think passive is a bit of a misdirect there because there's nothing passive about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's more leverage income. So you are making money from it consistently. It could be every day for some people when done correctly, but it's not as passive because it's still work to do. There's a space in when you have your evergreen funnel running, your automated everyday get paid funnel, as well, I like to call it. I don't use the word evergreen as much, but like that funnel will eventually get dull. Because even if you're getting new people in, the market is changing. People are doing different things or they're making different decisions when they're buying things. Keywords need to be adjusted. And one of the ways to avoid anything that you do going dull is by clarifying that messaging piece. Like when your messaging is solid, you can sell anything to anyone at any time because you're very clear, you know who you're speaking to, and you can tell them exactly how you can help them. And I think that's where doesn't matter which strategy you get to choose. If your messaging is unclear, it makes it so much harder to sell anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that you are reading my mind because I'm all about the messaging. I have a program called Foundations for Success, and it helps you with your online presence, with your website, with your email marketing, with your social media marketing. But module one, which is the one everyone wants to skip, but you can't do the rest, is marvelous messaging, which is like getting clear on what you're selling and who you're selling it to. Because if you do not know that part, you can't do the rest effectively. You just It's a lot of wasted energy because you're going to have to go back and revise it.
Exactly. And I think like people want to rush to the finish line because they really want to help other people, right? They really want to serve. And that's amazing. But you're doing your clients and yourself a disservice. If you ever hear people say, like, oh, I launched my course and like these people who joined weren't ideal. I wish I took calls for this, like, right? Especially for transitioning from service one-on-one call conversation to sell to like webinars, you feel like, oh my gosh, why am I attracting people who aren't ready? That's also a symptom of this. It's because your messaging is unclear and your messaging should repel and attract at the same time. We all
Yes.
want to attract so much that we focus on the beautiful words and things to attract people, but not enough on the repelling of those who aren't for us. And so that's why you'll see people constantly feel like they have to rebuild funnels. They have to, you know, rewrite a bunch of things. Like I had a client use the same exact email sales page for about 2 whole years before she made any changes. That's because her messaging was so clear. And the changes she made was just to elevate it and just to tweak some things because the market changed, not necessarily because she was like revamping everything. And so, no matter what you decide when you're launching your offer, just make sure that you are super clear on who you're talking to, what specifically like are they looking for, and what are the things that they're actually saying to themselves and the people around them. Because I think we get lost in trying to mix in messaging from the market. You know what I mean? Like you and I are very clear on who we serve. We're like, this is who I'm talking to. Whereas some people are like, but I don't want to leave folks out. So you want to
That's,
make
oh my
sure.
gosh, it's such a con, like people don't, I always say like you're trying to be too nice here. You don't need to include everybody. We're a dime a dozen coaches. There's someone out there to coach every specific niche. So focus on your specific people because you're gonna serve them the best because you're the right person for them. So tell them who you are and let everyone else find the other people.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I often I'm selling, especially when I'm launching. This is what I love about launching. If I'm launching a core program or a course, I'll be launching and minding my business, and I'll also attract one-on-one clients because my messaging is so clear. They're like, okay, I don't really want a course. Do you have anything else? But that's the beauty of having like a clean message and a core strategy, because you're going to attract all the people at different levels. I always tell people this: you serve one main client, you're just meeting them at different points of their timeline. You know what I mean? Because you're not really like, I used to think I'm serving a multitude of people. It's like, wait, no, they're all the same people. They just, there are different levels. And so, like you said, when your messaging is clear, it's so much easier to sell at any point to any offer that you have.
Yeah, and it's okay to be specific. Long-term listeners of the show will know I always use the analogy of Joey from Friends, you know, when he borrows the maternity pants from Phoebe so he can eat turkey, and he's like, "They're my turkey eating pants." And I always say, forget about the Joeys in your marketing, focus on the Phoebes, because the Joeys will always find you. Like, those outliers will always find you on their own. If they want to work with you, they're going to work with you, whether you're marketing to them or not. So.
Exactly.
Hey there, it's your host Hannah popping in to let you know about the big news from my all-time favorite email marketing platform, Flowdesk. They have a new feature, the ability to create and share email templates. This is a game changer, especially for someone like me who sells email marketing scripts and provides training as part of my online courses, because now I can also pre-design your emails for you. To celebrate this, I will be adding email templates to my Flowdesk tutorials, to my email marketing freebies, and to my email marketing courses. And I will not be increasing the prices for the whole month of April. This is huge because this is so valuable just in itself. And if you grab one of my freebies, purchase one of my courses during the month of April, it won't cost you anything more. To find out more, please check out the link in my bio. What goes into a launch then? What would you say a typical launch structure looks like? Because we talk a lot about like the types of launches, but what does launching even look like?
It's simple. So first you want to decide what am I selling and what's the end goal of the launch. And you want to decide core goals for your launch, not just I'm making money and selling seats. That's important, right? Obviously, if it doesn't work, then something's wrong here. But beyond that, with your launch, you should at least have two main goals beyond the money, either growing your list and growing your visibility. Because the point of the launch, I like to also say that when you're launching, it should be doing three things for you: growing your brand, growing your community, and most importantly, growing your bank account. If it's not doing all three, then something's wrong. Because as you're launching, you're actually, it's like a party. You're inviting people to hang out with you, right? Whether you are growing your list with a PDF, whether you're doing a live webinar, these are places where people who are new to you or who's used to you are going to meet up with you. And so the first phase is decide the goals. Then you want to decide how you're going to actually sell your offer, because that's going to help you with your priming phase. So once you decide if you're going to do a live webinar, are you going to use challenges? Are you going to use live stream series? It's really up to you. Those still work. Then you want to work your way backwards, right? So leading up to the webinar, what do I want to do? This is called the prep and prime phase. This is really important. If you skip this, you can still make money, but it feels so much harder. So when you're prepping and priming, what you're doing is you're having conversations that will attract your audience. Talking about, what I like to say is, we all are serving our clients, we're helping them understand the problem and get rid of the problem. But your job in the priming phase is I help them identify the symptoms of the problem. And what I mean by that is, what are the everyday symptoms they're experiencing right now that's causing the problem that they may not be aware of? Because you might say, I want to help you make more money in your business, or I want to help you lose weight. But that person's like, yeah, but I can find other ways to do that right now. It's not important for me, right? So for them, though, the bigger problem, for example, symptom of wanting to lose weight is like, my pants no longer fit, or my favorite dress doesn't fit. So I'm not saying to shame people. I do not believe in that
No,
kind of marketing.
but I know it's
But
a lot of
highlighting
people
the
aren't
fact that,
aware of their core problem. Like
yes.
with us, we might have someone say, "I don't have time to launch," right? And
Right.
that's a symptom that what their the underlying problem is, they just maybe don't have the right strategy to launch. But we have
Exactly.
to help them connect the dots, right?
Exactly. So that's what the prep and prime phase does. It allows you to connect the dots for them. And also, this is the phase where you are talking about anything that might be holding them back from making a decision. I think people think getting on the webinar or my sales emails is where they're going to make that buying decision. They make that decision from the moment they meet you. So in that space, you're talking about all the core things that might be holding them back, whether it's finances, time, themselves. Most likely, it's themselves saying, can I actually make this happen for myself? Because a course or a program, or even if you get personalized coaching, you still have to do the work, right? So taking that time to prime them about your offer, about the possibilities for them, all that is important. And the second phase is the actual like pre-launch, right? This is where you are. You can use this in any way, but you can do a pre-launch price, or you can do a pre-launch party where you're kind of inviting people. Like if you're a fast action taker, get in here and save, or get in here and get these bonuses. This is also fun for you because you get to do whatever you want here. And then of course, I mean, you could do anything you want in all of it. And then of course the launch, right? This is where you're doing your active selling throughout your webinars, your socials, and your emails. Those are the three different phases that I recommend that you actually put in place for your launch.
Okay, so you've got your prep and run where you're just helping basically educate your client, get them almost like 90% of the way to making the purchasing decision, like have all the facts. They can make an educated decision now. Then you have your like pre-launch session, which is just building the hype, giving the motivation to just do it now, like don't wait. And then their official launch, where it's just like you're overtly saying, like, this is my offer, come and get it. It's here. Is that, would you say that's a
Yes, and I want to say this because I'm a hype girl when I want to be. So for those of you who are like, that's not my personality, it's okay. Choose what your hype is. The hype is not really being hype like the word means. It's just what is the energy that you want to bring to your launch. So I want to say, like, if it's joy, peace, calmness, I always start a launch by saying, like, I want this to be the calmest launch I've ever had. Notice I'm not talking about money, because if I'm like feeling chaotic, everything else will be chaotic. I'll find problems wherever, right? And so you get to decide what energy you want to show up as in your launch and put that out there. So your hype could be something as simple as like, we're going to hang out in the Facebook group and I'm going to just do some Q&As every Friday for 4 weeks before my launch. You know what I mean? So don't make it seem like, oh yeah, everyone's doing this and like, you know, they're doing all these things, I got to do it. Anything that you decide will work for you as long as it aligns with where you want to go and how you want to show up.
Yeah, I love that, honoring the energy. As someone with ADHD, my energy fluctuates dramatically, and I never know whether I'm going to be having like a week where I can just like spew out energy and content, and a week where I just feel like I can barely get out of bed. So, I am a batcher. I like batch, and so like for I launched twice last year. And the first launch was kind of like just building all the launch assets. And I kind of wish I'd built them all ahead of actually starting the launch, but I was just so eager to get going. And then the second one was just refining the launch assets from the last time. So just like tweaking them, seeing what worked well and what didn't, and refining it. But for the second one, what I did is I knew I'd need to show up in my Instagram stories, right? Be present and visible on camera. But I don't put my makeup on every day. Not that you have to wear makeup to show up on camera, you know. And I try to show up without my makeup as much as possible. But, you know, some days I just don't feel, when I've had a really bad breakout, I don't feel like popping on camera without a filter. So I batched a couple stories ahead of time that I could then post. Always you just change your shirt or your hairstyle quickly, and then no one will notice. And I pre-recorded them because I knew I wouldn't necessarily have the energy on demand to show up live right then and there. And I do that with my reels, I do that with my content, I do that with my emails. I try to just like batch it, like make hay when the sun shines, like batch it when I have the energy, and then use it when I don't. I don't know if that's a strategy you use too.
No, I'm obsessed with that because my clients call me the queen of the lazy launch.
I love
As a
it.
strategist, I know, like, I'm very big on energy. So I'll know the clients who are willing to go and go hype and do all the things. And then I'll look at a client and what they say they want. So what I usually do is just look at, like, what is the life that you want to live? So if we are built a strategy that you can implement over and over again, it has to be based on your lifestyle and the energy that you have. And that's why I love what you said about batching, because I like to batch too. And so I like to batch and repurpose. If you don't have to recreate it, why do you have to just go ahead and repurpose? And there's different ways to do it, like, as you know. And so, like, I love that you said that, because they always call me the queen of the lazy launch. In fact, I have a testimonial where a client was like, I made $60,000. This was my laziest launch ever. And I was like, oh my gosh. But I'm
I
like, I
love
don't
that.
want them to say that. And people be like, oh wow, she's a lazy launcher. But I really am. I like to make it easy for you, because the whole goal is to make it a ecosystem for your business that allows you to bring in money and new people, and in a more fun way. And I want to encourage everyone listening to have more fun with this. This is up to you. You get to decide. There's not a specific, like, you got to do it this way. I'll tell you this, whenever I've done launches where I'm not following my lazy launch process, like you were saying, like just chilling and just having things batch in advance, and I'm trying to do it live, it doesn't go as well. So
Yeah, and don't you get like I get launch fatigue like right afterwards. You won't see me post for like a month on social media because I focus so much on the launch that I didn't get the rest of my stuff done, and I'll just be like, I have to go into a like a
my
cocoon
cave.
for a week because my energy is just so depleted from it.
Me too. I'll go into my little cave and like, don't talk to me. But I've been working on that for years. So what I like to do is plan ahead some time away. I like to like ask my husband if he can watch the girls, take them to school, like, 'cause he works away from home. So I can plan around that to help me with this, because otherwise I'm just like, I'm not doing anything until the class starts. Don't talk to me. I get it. Like, and that's the thing. Like, if you're constantly rebuilding things every time, that will cause, that launch fatigue even more, for sure.
So actually on that note, one question I get a lot is like when, like how much lead time do I need to launch? Because I still do some done for you services for people too, where I help them with their launch copy. And they're always surprised at how, like I'm like, well, you can't start too soon because we want to get as much of it done. Like ideally, my world, I like to have all of the content like ready to go before we even start posting it. I don't know, what's your advice with your clients? What kind of lead time do you advise for
I
launching?
love that question. It depends. So if it's your first launch, you just want to get going, give yourself about 6 to 8 weeks, or 6 to 12 weeks if you can wait. You know what I mean? That gives you enough time to do the prepping, the priming, all the things within a 12-week period. But if you're like me and you're like, girl, I ain't got the time, I would say 6 to 8 weeks. And on average, my clients do anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks for their launches, even if they've launched a product before. So we don't do 6 months, just because most people come to me like they already have a course. They've already tried to launch it on their own. But I recommend definitely 6 weeks if you have a short time. Don't do 4, you'll stress yourself out. And definitely don't do it in a weekend. I know there's a lot of people like, launch in a weekend. It's possible, but it's also stressful. It also depends on your goals too, right? Like we said earlier, if you only want 4 clients and you know that you're gonna have like one-on-one calls, and you can get, as many depending on your sales conversions, that could be done in a few weeks, right? But if you know that, like, I want to take my time, I want to really get the right people in the room for my offer, then yes, give yourself at least 6 weeks for sure.
And I think that's something I always say as well to clients, like you can do it as fast as you want, but it's going to take either time or money. It's either going to take more input from you, like more of your time, or it's going to take more money. Like you're going to have to pay someone, or you're going to have to pay for ads and stuff. And just kind of like, because you're either going to have to pack your funnel and hope for the best, or you're going to have to spend more time one-on-one. So like give yourself like the space to do it. You mentioned the three sort of stages. Approximately, like how long do each of those stages take? Would you just roughly? I know it depends on every offer.
Yeah. Roughly, it depends. It really starts with the question is, have you been like connecting with your community? Because if you're doing one-on-one work and you don't really do a lot of like showing up in the marketing space for your audience, then you got to give yourself the space, especially if you're not going to spend money on ads. So I would say about 1 to 2 weeks for prep and prime, pre-launch about 1 to 2 weeks, and then depending, actually 1 to 3 weeks prep and prime, depending on, time that you have. About 1 to 2 for the pre-launch, and then of course just about 7 to 10 days for the open cart. Now the market has changed. You might have to do 2 weeks in your first few launches because you're still launching a new product, but eventually you can shorten it to about like 5 to 7 days.
Okay, I love that advice. And I think also it depends on where your audience is too, right? Because that prep and prime, it's all about getting them ready to make the de so you have to the length of time you spend on that part will
Yeah.
also depend on how far away they are from the decision, right? Like how oblivious they are to their core problem and how much convincing they need to see the solution as necessary, right?
Yeah. And if you don't mind, I want to share a quick strategy they can do right away.
Yes,
Anybody, any
please.
level. Do 3 simple videos that talk about like where they are now, the problem they're having, talk about the possibility of what it looks like to solve it. And the third one would be an invitation to something free. So whether it's a webinar or something like that, and then just do like a few dollars in ads per day, just like you do reels, and then just get it in front of people. And that way you'll have audience of people who are actually ready for this particular offer, because you're speaking on something very specific. Now, I mean very, very specific. So if you're a health coach helping women lose weight, but your program is specifically for moms, they want to lose their last 10 pounds, that conversation could be like how to lose these last 10 pounds of baby weight. It has to be specific. Don't generalize it. And you'll call in more of your people. And that's the quickest way if you have a small audience or you don't have the time to quickly really build an audience of people who will be ready for your offer.
I love it. I love that. That's wonderful. Okay, I do think we could go on and on about this forever because this is, I mean, you can tell we're vibing. This is a great topic. But just in the interest of time, do you have any last golden nuggets or key takeaways or pieces of advice that you want my listeners to take away from this conversation today?
I want you to plan in advance. Plan in advance for your success and just give yourself the room to make mistakes. Like you're going to fail. And I don't like to use the word fail, but it's going to flop at some point, right? I was lucky that my first few launches, actually, no, my first few launches flopped, but one in the middle was like, it went okay. So I want you to give yourself permission and just have fun with it. The more fun that you bring into this marketing, the more you're going to attract your ideal people because people love that energy. Like you could, like you said, you can batch everything in advance. If in the energy of like the spirit of being positive and showing up for it, like I'm going to wrap up by saying this. Think about the person you want to serve and just really say to yourself, like any and everything that I put out, they're going to appreciate and love. And I truly want to serve that person. So if you show up in that energy, everything else will be perfect for you, like no matter what happens.
I love that. I love that. And I love the advice on the floppy launches because I always like to say there's no such thing as a mistake, just a lesson you haven't learned.
Exactly.
Which I can't take credit for that quote. I got it from like some kind of self-esteem book or whatever, but it's still one that I use all the time. And I also, yeah, I love that one. So thank you so much for joining today. Can you just tell everyone where they can find you, how they can, like, where they can follow you? And I don't know if you have any lead magnets you want them to download, but whatever it is, please do share it here. And we'll also include everything in the show notes.
Yes, I have a free gift for y'all. It's 5 extra course sales and 5 easy steps. Your girl like things to be easy. Okay, I'm the lazy launcher over here. You can go to fabiolajodriney.co/5, the number 5, the letter X to get it. And it'll be a really simple PDF that will give you the exact steps that you need to kind of rev up your sales for your course or program. So I'm excited for that. And then also, I'm on Instagram at fabiola.giordani. That's where I hang out every day.
Love it. Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining again. This has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope this has inspired you to give launching a go and definitely follow Fabiola because she's got great content on her Instagram and go grab her freebie. Thank you so much for joining everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Showing Up Solo. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review or sharing your thoughts in the comments. These simple gestures help us appease the algorithm gods and continue to bring you great, free education. Ready to navigate the world of marketing with confidence? Take the Marketing Compass Quiz, available at showingupsolo.com, to discover the next phase of your journey. And don't forget to explore our range of courses and coaching programs while you're there. Let's transform your solo venture into a thriving success story together. Until the next episode, keep showing up and making your mark in the world of solopreneurship. See you soon.